In other words, even if we have shed our physical bodies, we will not be presented in the spiritual realm without a body. Instead, we will have the same bodies, but made incorruptible. Some interpretations of this text suggest, quite persuasively, that it means, if we are indeed clothed, we shall not be found naked. This cautionary note is added to prevent everyone from assuming that the resurrection guarantees incorruptibility. The phrase, "if we are indeed clothed," refers to our obtaining incorruptibility and an incorruptible body. Being found naked suggests lacking glory and safety. As stated in a previous epistle, we shall all be raised, but each in his own order. And there are celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. 1 Cor 15:22-23:40. Although the resurrection is universal, the glory that comes with it is not. Some will rise with honor, while others with dishonor. Some will be received into a kingdom, while others will face punishment. This point is also hinted at in the phrase, "If we are indeed clothed, we shall not be found naked."